Well, Angie Metcalf back with us from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. We have some answers from the Heartland. And I know, Angie, that we talk about our own diets. It's not good to have a lot of sodium in them. So let's talk a little bit today about sodium levels in water for our calves. Now, what kind of things could we see if sodium levels in the water are too high?
Well, if they are really high and they're fed continuously to calves, such as in Milk Replacer or, you know, Free Choice, some of the worst things we could see is sodium toxicity, which means, you know, that the calves could actually die. They'll have symptoms similar to septicemia, where the calf could get lethargic and be gone pretty quickly. So the other thing we could see is a slower emptying of the calf's stomach, and that can lead up to things like clostridium.
So what really can cause sodium levels to be elevated?
Well, using a water softener, for example, obviously if we're using a water softener, we're adding sodium to the water to soften it. And if so, I would really recommend not using it to mix Milk Replacer for that reason, unless you have it tested and the levels are under 100 parts per million. 50 is the actual target, what we want for calves, but making sure that we're under 100 just to prevent some of these issues.
Now, Angie, what if a farm doesn't use a water softener? I mean, should they still test their water?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many things besides sodium that we need to check, and balancing cow diets and things like that. We need to know if there's something that's way out of range. But on the calf side, like I said, if you're mixing Milk Replacer, it has high sodium in there. You could see scours. You could see other issues. And depending on the levels in there, you know, having somebody work with you and figuring out maybe we mix at a lower percentage of solids. Maybe we can feed more volume. We can tweak things a little bit to work with the water situation on the farm.
Getting back to those sodium levels, though, besides what we just talked about, is there anything else that can cause that high sodium level in calves?
Well, you know, and actually some Milk Replacers can have higher sodium levels in there depending on the way that's used. So sodium concentrations aren't always monitored in Milk Replacers. So depending on maybe protein sources and processing, sodium concentration could be pretty high because locally made products using cheese plant whey, for example, may have enough brine in there that increases that sodium pretty high. And that's another reason why we wouldn't add electrolytes to milk, just because you're adding these salts into it.
So, Angie, what is your tip of the day?
Well, I go back to, have that water tested. And if it's been a while, for sure get it tested pretty quickly. If there is something borderline, I would say at least, once a year to have it figured out, if that is it. A lot of well-managed farms, you think, what is going wrong? Everything should be fine. It might be something as simple as this, just getting it tested to find out if maybe there's something that can be tweaked on the farm.
As always, excellent advice. If you want to talk to Angie about this subject or anything else, just dial her up at Heartland Co-op, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, just go to the website.
HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website, and some tips and articles on there. And we also have some of these podcasts saved. So if you missed one, go ahead and check it out.
That's our answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.